Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
3 one-on-ones, 2 pistols, 1 exhausted production assistant, and a whole lot of baloney. Guys, we have all of our coverage coming up for tonight's episode of The Bachelorette right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I appreciate you guys still sticking around, even though you knew I wasn't here last week. That was very arrogant, what I just said.
Very much so.
I meant to say the opposite.
Thanks.
I'm glad to say people are back, even though I wasn't here.
These peons.
We're happy to have you back.
Thanks, guys. Move along.
What I meant to say was, as much as I missed you guys, the three of you killed it. I felt like very excited to listen to your coverage, and it was nice to just be a fan last week. So
thank you. Yeah,
nice. But that's right, guys.
Way to bring it back, Jeff.
I'm
truly sweating here in studio from my inability to speak. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Thanks so much for tuning into tonight's coverage. I am not alone. I am joined by the always opinionated Renee Ariel.
Hello, hello.
The game move oriented Mike Feeling.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And the analytical Christine Alexis.
Hey, hey, guys.
And I'm the douchebag who doesn't know how to talk.
Not true.
You're like Luke P.
I know exactly. Never say that again. You will not. if this is your guys' first time tuning in, welcome. This is the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV, where we review your favorite ABC show every week. Tonight we're talking about Season 15, Episode 8. Guys, things are happening, and this ad is very aggressive that I'm seeing right now. I have the chat pulled up, which means if you're tuning in live, you can actually join the conversation. We will chat, shout some of you guys out. Additionally, we've gotten some really wonderful iTunes reviews from you guys, so we will be reading those later in the episode. Thanks for all the love. It means just as much for us to do this for you as it does for you guys to check out our show. So we really appreciate it. That also didn't sound great. All right, we're going to go to overall thoughts. Renee, if you have the ability to speak, I want to hear what your overall thoughts on tonight's episode were.
Jeff, we can't be on a panel together anymore.
You guys saw last week, the two of us just broke. We forgot about
it.
Wow, this episode was a lot. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know when it's like when you were in school and it's like June and you're checked out for summer?
Yeah.
I hate everyone left except for Peter, and I guess Tyler is okay. I'm, like, checked out. I'm like, okay, someone's got to win. Let's see this Luke P thing that they already spoiled in the promos. I'm just kind of over everyone except for Peter and Tyler. I don't want to see anything else. But I will watch, and I will watch intently, and I will care. But it's a lot.
I gotta say, I'm right there with you, Renee. I'm definitely mentally checked out, trying to be as analytical as possible, but I think this episode was just about trimming the fat, honestly. Just narrowing it down at this point.
I like it. I do not like Luke for her, but I like Luke on the show, because I think he's the only interesting thing going on. And I'll stand by that. I very much agree. I don't know why they're giving such an obvious tease to next episode. We're all going to be there to see what dumb stuff Luke does anyway. They don't need to spoil the whole sex thing and her crying and, like, that's the moment. We're already tuning in. So it's a little bit disappointing to have it spoiled.
Yeah, they're building it up as, like, oh, this moment where she finally takes him down. Like, while the audience has already been begging for that moment for so long.
Yeah, we don't need the fence jump here.
Okay, you know?
Yeah, I kind of don't understand. I mean, do you guys think there's any world in which the sex shamer is not Luke? And is there any world in which the
crazy cuts?
The windmill sex conversation is happening with someone else?
Wow. No, but I think what's happening is they're seeing online that everyone's like, why the hell is Luke still here? And they're like, no, I swear she sends him home. I swear, look, next week. It's happening.
They keep, it's like with the fence jump, they're like, he is eventually going to jump a fence. Now they're like, she is eventually going to send this guy home.
Yeah, it will happen.
But they showed, like, from the get-go, I truly don't know why they showed that entire date. Yeah. I thought that was a bit weird. Does nothing else happen? Is the other half of that episode another damn recap? Like, I have questions.
I'm worried now because that was a lot to show us, and it makes me hope they have other tricks up their sleeve next week, because a scene like that feels like it's going to be the crux of next week's episode.
Hannah did say in a couple of interviews about her season that almost every episode feels like a fence jump moment. Now, I have to disagree with her.
Yeah,
everyone hasn't, but I'm wondering if that will ring true for these final three. So I'll be hopeful.
To be fair, there have been a lot of times I have wanted to jump the fence away from watching the show.
Fair enough. Well, I also liked tonight's episode. I think it was nice to see some actual dates. I feel like this season has tended to kind of shy away from dates, and that's when you can really analyze the connection between the contestants. I've been a little shady with Tyler C, but he's growing on me. I think he treats Hannah well, and we'll get into that. Personally, we're going to get into it, but it's hard for me to watch Jed do anything on this show now. I think with that, we're going to go ahead and just transition into this first one-on-one. Of course, it's with Jed. Are you guys able to watch this in the context of the show?
No.
Because for me, we're going to get into the tea later, but there was more spilled about Jed that makes him look even worse than he did last week in terms of his player tendencies. And I just can't watch this date anymore. I can't really watch the show.
I think it's fair to say that if Renee and I agree on a point, that it's basically a fact.
Yeah.
So you cannot watch Jed the same way.
I will say, though, while we were watching it, I might have been the only person on the panel saying that.
You were.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not might have.
Christine was. She's doing a good job being an actual
trying
critic.
Trying to softball right now. Here we go.
Because Jed was my racehorse to begin with. I had him winning it, and that still can be the case. We don't know. But outside of the context of what we know about what's going on, like, he's killing it.
He's
doing
absolutely
all the right moves that a bachelorette contestant should be doing. From day one, the way he handled confrontation with Luke P, down to, like, reassuring her every step of the way. They have great chemistry. Like, had this not all happened?
You wanna
if
lie?
You never had Twitter or anything, he would be easy.
Don't you guys feel fooled? Because he said he wanted to be top five, and look at him playing the game the right way. I mean, doesn't that get in your head? Like, it
Did
gets in my
head.
I overthink every moment about
it. He allegedly said that in the text.
Well, Haley said so.
He said that, but that was totally part of his whole strategy of wanting to get on to further his music career. And I'm sure part of that was to make it to top five.
But think about
right?
had that,
that, makes sense.
That never been the case, right? All this other drama.
Yeah.
He would have just been the first, one of the first few contestants to ever really reveal his motives early on and kind of just break that, like, that mold. He could have been, like, this really great contestant.
Who's going to break it to him that this is not going to further his music career, nor will anything?
I think he knows it now, with all the stuff coming out.
Have you guys heard Vacation? Because Jeff showed that to me. Can you sing it?
Oh, my God.
Do it, sing
it. From... That's only a part I know.
You don't have enough accent on it.
So
I know. He adopts a Jamaican accent in this song, and nothing is okay anymore.
There's a reason he's been singing Mr. Right, okay? There's a reason.
It's just tough for me. I mean, I think maybe the cringiest parts for me during this, again, the parts that would have played so well were when Jed was like, I'm just trying to be honest with you. You need to open up. And it almost makes me wonder if Jed feels like he's off the hook because he opened up about other stuff. So maybe it's that thing where, I mean, we've all been in the position where we've maybe told a lie and you fess up to half the truth and you're like, well, like, I said this, so everything's okay, but you're still hiding so much.
But what do you mean off the hook? Nobody on the show knows he's got these other women.
Well,
right?
I'm just
it's irrelevant.
No, it is not irrelevant because there's AFR, there's Mentel All. Like, he's gonna get it. And my guess
I've just been in the context of the show.
In terms of his own moral consciousness.
In real life. Okay, yeah.
My prayer, by the way, and I say prayer, is that ABC is going to track down both Haley and I forget the other one's name, but we'll get to it later, and have them on one of the after shows, whether he'll be on AFR or if he'll be on just Met and Tell All. I want them there, and I want them drilling him, and I want Hannah in the room. That's
and then
my dream.
I want one of them, I want one of them to date Luke.
Oh
That's
my
so
god!
Yeah.
Wow!
I just want to clip out that moment of Renee's dream. So one day when she's campaigning for political office, we can. I have a dream that one day during After the Final Rose, both of Jed's exes will be in the room.
It's like a dream.
I mean, before we move on from Jed, I mean, it's clear that we're on the same page about just our distaste for him. But I know when we spoke about the situation last week, we had quite a few people in the live chat kind of cautioning us not to jump to conclusions just yet. This was also before the tea came out that we'll get to later.
Yeah.
Also keeping in mind that he hasn't had a chance to say anything yet. So, I mean, are we I don't know. I guess
it just feels like there's receipts. I mean, I'll be open minded right now. Jed, you look guilty.
Yeah, I just want to know what he's going
to
say.
It's hard for me to imagine any world in which there's a defense, but I mean, because there's like time stamped text messages. What can you say?
If he's out and he's around for Mentel All. Yeah. Chris has to ask him about this, right?
No matter what, they're going to ask him about it. There's no way that they can dodge this one. However, my guess is, okay, let's say he wins. There's going to be intense media training where he's like, oh, well, you know, I should have been more clear with her. I did not see us having a future. I didn't even know she thought of us as exclusive. I think I messed up. But he's going to play that shit down to the point where it's still bad, but it's less of what it was.
Right.
And I think based on what I've read about Haley, she didn't even want to initially come forward with this story. Right. It's that they had already figured it out and they were going to tell the story with or without her.
Right.
So she's like, no, I want to tell my own story. So I truly don't think she'll go against what he says. And it sounds like she still has love for him, which, you know, she was in love with him. He's the worst, but I mean.
According to another Haley in chat, not this Haley, different Haley, she's already said she's not going to go on after the final rose.
Well, I kind of appreciate that. I mean, as much as I want to see that, and I clearly Renee wants to see that, it does make me think that she's coming forward with this story. For the right reasons.
Yeah.
And it's totally valid that if, you know, outlets are going to come out and try to tell her story for her, she completely has the right to jump in and control the narrative. It must suck for Jed right now that he can't contribute his side of the thing, but he shouldn't have told someone over text that he loved her the day before he went to The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to stand by.
Yeah.
Getting back to the date and talking about the show for what it is, I really appreciate Hope Lockwood asking this question. Hope, thanks for tuning in as always. Do you guys think Jed likes Hannah at all? I feel like he at least likes her a little bit. It doesn't make what he did okay, but I'm curious about your thoughts. It's hard to judge because Jed's proven himself to be, at least via text, a two-timer. But there is chemistry during these dates, right?
I mean, if I was with 30 other women and there was one guy and everyone talked about how much that they loved that one guy and that was the only male interaction I had and he was cute and we had some chemistry, yes, I'd probably start liking him too. Do I think that this is like some deep love that will be that will last? Absolutely not. He's still a player that cheated on multiple people, which again we will get to, but like that doesn't just change. Just what changed was where they are, the environment. So when he's back at his normal hometown, whatever situation, that's when I think we'll get real Jed. Right now, this is TV show Jed that doesn't have a cell phone or books.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think anything that he's done has overtly caused me to really think that he's really into her. I mean, strumming the guitar and singing the song, you do that to anybody. It's not, I don't know. But I really think it's hard for me to be objective now that I know all the other stuff that's going on. It's tough.
It's tough. It is. I mean, the one moment I did feel real chemistry between Jed and Hannah was on the bed last week when he opened up to her. Did you guys... I'm getting laughter, so I'm assuming you guys don't agree.
No, because you just... It's just the delivery.
The, the way I said it.
Just
when Jed and Hannah and I had a threesome last week on
right,
the bed.
Right. That's where you were.
There's been moments with Jed and Hannah where it seems like there's real chemistry, but it's just hard, you know? He's kind of sealed his own fate.
Yeah, I think that there is an element of chemistry there, but again, to your point, Renee, I think it's like a relationship, but not like end game. It's definitely not that kind of vibe between them. And he also doesn't strike me as somebody who's necessarily ready for marriage at all. Like maybe a serious relationship if he can, you know, stay with one person.
If he can be faithful.
Yeah, but he's never really mentioned, like, I want to start a family. His main thing when he opened up about his intention on the show was, like, I was open to it because I love the idea of love. Like, that doesn't sound like someone who has, a 5-year plan or even a idea of what they want a relationship long-term to look like.
Right.
So I don't see him being ready for marriage.
I don't think I knew this about the gossip, but Tamara Fuller in the chat just says, okay, Jed had applied to be on The Bachelor several months before he met Haley.
Yeah.
When they started dating, he told her that he had applied and was waiting to see if he had gotten selected.
But that doesn't matter. He told her he was only going on the show for his career. It wasn't that he had ever intended to go on the show for actually dating.
Okay. Now, well, here's the flip. Was he telling this girl that to not hurt her feelings? Because he really wasn't feeling it?
to do that and then tell her I love you and go on a vacation with her and call her the night before he flies out to California.
Was it just to record an album?
I mean, he wasn't just saying that to not hurt her. The length he went to not hurt her feelings is quite impressive, if that were the case. It sounded like this was a real relationship that was serious. Who do you go on vacations with that you're not serious about?
They were also only dating for 4 months. I don't know. Maybe, does that seem like...
But it, I mean,
it's short.
Little,
it's
that's
real
not short,
short
to me.
It's some, real short.
But some relation. Okay, you guys, this show takes place over 3 months.
That's
I hate
fair.
To break
well,
it.
Well, yeah,
fair.
Of course. Exactly.
But the thing is, relationships can move at different speeds. Yeah. I know people that like to have taken their relationship super slow. I know. I have friends that move in together after 6 months when dating a guy. So I don't think it's to say like how long they were together that matters. But if you're already going on vacations together and saying I love you, that says something about the relationship. That in itself defines.
Well,
how
here's what I'll say. We've discussed like whether or not Jed's intentions are what they were, but he should have handled this better. And we have the conversation on this panel, which sometimes frustrates people, about if these people are like marriage ready, like if they're ready for marriage. And he has not proven himself with the way he's handled his exes to be ready for a long-term commitment. He doesn't have the communication skills necessary for a successful marriage, right?
I think what would have been a better way to handle it? Just not come on the show? I mean,
just tell the truth.
But you think if he had told her right off the bat, like I texted this girl yesterday, I loved her.
Not told Hannah, told his ex. I think he should have told his ex, hey, if I go and I fall in love with this girl, it might be the end, you know?
Got it.
Or if he's on the show and he needs to do some truth telling, tell the truth to Hannah. Because you think it's going to be better if it comes out later? It does. If you're with someone and there is a lie that could break you guys up, guess what? You shouldn't be with that person.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like we're all on the same page about Jed.
Doesn't win.
Moving on.
We'll get into some more tea. Oh, we just said we have a little vacation.
Go ahead,
Ryan. Just
play
a little bit.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Just play a little bit.
This is what Jeff had blasting in his ears all last week.
I was on vacation.
Watch out, guys. It might be at the top of the iTunes chart.
We'll see. His dreams will come true if that's the case.
If enough fans go and listen to this YouTube video.
All right. Let's move on and talk about Tyler's one-on-one. I don't know if I'm a huge fan of Tyler, but I will say he treats her very well, and she's a huge fan of Tyler. Thoughts, Christine, on this one-on-one?
This one-on-one, the activity was pretty boring, just horseback riding and doing random stuff, but they made it really cute. I agree with you, Jeff, that Tyler grew on me. He was not my favorite to begin with, but he finally gave Hannah what she wanted, which was a little bit more about who he is at his core, so... I was cool with
that.
Well
said.
I like Tyler. I've liked him for a while. The date was kind of whatever. Yeah. It was a less fun version of what I thought was a really cool date she had with Mike a few episodes ago, where they got drunk and wandered around the city.
But is this not the same date over and over again?
I think the dates have been fairly boring this season. We had a couple rugby axe throwing things, but it's not very exciting.
Hannah keeps getting sick, you guys. She can only do so much.
Girl does not have a great immune system, I will say.
It's very bad. Or maybe she's a really bad traveler.
That could be.
I feel bad for her.
They're abroad.
Yeah. See,
get her some boosters.
I like Tyler, but I think it's because I hate everyone else but Pete. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think that if it was a group of guys from past seasons that I genuinely liked, Tyler would be one of my least favorites. Not because he's a bad guy, just because I'm like, about him. But because of how low the standard is right now.
Like, I think he's genuine. I think he's genuine. I think he's an honest guy.
But that's what I'm telling you. Yeah, he's honest.
But that's
he's
the
genuine.
Bar,
But I think he doesn't have a girlfriend back home. I like this guy. Like, that's so sad that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I did appreciate his kind of candid moment talking about, like, his fear of failing in a relationship. I thought that was a lot to unpack, talking about his parents. It kind of made me think that it makes sense how he's fallen into this, like, I'll take care of you role for Hannah every time she's in a bad mood, because he just wants to succeed at this relationship and always
be that
rock for her.
They do a lot of aquatic things. Eating herring, and then they ate crab or whatever the other date, remember?
Yeah.
In the boat? Yeah, a lot of seafood.
A lot of seafood. Mm. Aphrodisiac, right?
Maybe she keeps getting sick off the seafood.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like pickled herring probably isn't a great
thing. It's really good, though.
Gross. Yeah, I'd like pickled herring, too, actually. Okay, so people are asking why I'm not a huge fan of Tyler.
Yeah.
I the only thing I can compare to dating other gentlemen that I've done would be, like, the fraternity rush process that I went through in college.
All right.
Because you're having, like, weirdly intimate conversations with strangers.
Yeah.
And the only way I can describe it is I feel like I would be bored by Tyler if I were to meet him during fraternity rush. And I feel like he has trouble saying anything. I feel like when he was talking to Hannah, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm tripping in my mind. And we got to Riga and things got trippy. And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, you know, you just get in your head and you're all just, what can you do? And I get frustrated when people can't communicate things.
Yeah.
So if that were during fraternity rush, I would be like, this guy's kind of boring. Next. So that's a specific articulation of why I don't find Tyler C. very appealing.
Yeah. That's a common thing in Bachelor and Bachelorette, though. I hate when people talk about talking instead of just talking.
Yes, exactly.
But that's just because they're trying to produce the show. Like, you have to talk about talking so we don't have to hear your boring story about, like, your five siblings.
No, but it would be interesting for him to have actually said why he was tripping in Riga.
Yeah.
Right?
I
was tripping in Riga and it was crazy.
Right.
And, well, what was wrong?
That, I think, was just he can't open up. But, like, when they do on dates, when they're like, well, I have a hard time opening up and blah, 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 and they don't get into detail of it, I think it's just so they can make a show. This in particular instance, I think, was because I think it's awkward. I think it's hard for him to open up. I think there are so many cameras around. He's like, I don't know. Like, I just couldn't think. And it felt
Isn't
like
that his job, though? To open up?
I'm going to butt in really quick defense, only because Hannah has been preaching about wanting to open up. This is episode 8, and she started off saying, like, this is when it's really going to get real. I'm going to open up this time, which she started off last episode saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kudos to her for being the lead and pulling this stuff out of these guys, which is what she needs to do. But she also needs to do the same thing.
Fair.
She did give a little bit when she kind of countered his story about his parents, saying that her parents didn't communicate well, and she wants to kind of rectify that in her relationships going forward.
Yeah.
But that's it. We still need more from her, too.
Yeah, but also maybe they should have tried pulling it out of her.
To your point, though, how much was left on the cutting room floor? Like, what did we see more? Were there more conversations and we just
totally
didn't
and
get it?
That's the thing. We don't know if Hannah opened up more and maybe they cut that out. But at the same time, I feel like if you're in the first dates with when you're with someone, like, it fully depends on your chemistry. And then if you have chemistry, what kinds of questions do you ask each other? Because if they're not going to ask me about the time I broke my collarbone in fourth grade and cried at the playground, I'm not going to just offer out that information. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's times where, yes, you can be like, oh, that's funny that you've been through that. This is what I've been through. But if they're not asking the intense questions that she's asking them, maybe she's not one to just, like, give out all that information on her own. She wants them to ask, clearly.
I get
that. Well, she does want them to ask, because a couple weeks ago she cried saying that none of you know anything about me.
Yeah.
Which, that is a clue as a guy to be like, ask me a question. But it's hard because they're in a position where they're being courted. So maybe they don't feel like they have the space to. That's why sometimes I just think a lot of these guys
they're
aren't
necessarily.
What do you mean?
The guys?
There's
they're
one.
They're not being courted.
They kind of are, though, just because she's the one making cuts. It's her job to make these decisions, so it feels like she's...
Yeah, but I think they're courting her, and then she's making the decisions. That's why I don't understand why everything is in questions. I understand, and people are ragging on us now in the chat that all this stuff gets left on the cutting room floor. Yeah, absolutely, totally agree, but if you're editing this, do you think the most interesting stuff is me saying, there's just so much stuff I want to tell you?
Right.
And then I go on to tell you all this stuff, and the editors are like, nope!
Let's just cut it out there.
No, come on. They're not saying the stuff.
To be honest, though, when Garrett went on about how he used to think he wanted to be a football player and then ended up saying he now likes golf, I would have preferred it. I have a hard time opening up over that. That was truly very boring.
If you're boring, for sure.
And that was a highlight of the conversation. Yes. Someone had
edited that.
It's about painting a picture. They're painting Tyler to be this one-note kind of guy, whereas Garrett apparently has all this depth over his sports preferences.
Let's not call it depth.
I'm heavy on the sarcasm.
Irrelevant what Garrett has anyway.
Heavy on the sarcasm.
I find Tyler to be a little one note, as you guys were saying. And it sounds like on social media, he's really interesting and funny. So I should probably follow him to get a different side. But based on the edit, I'm just not really feeling it. But Hannah is, which is great. He seems to be treating her well, and that's all good stuff. We will see what happens. It's an interesting point, though, quickly to jump off what Renee was saying, that it's something that The Bachelor sometimes does and has been doing a lot this season of saying this happened or this conversation could have happened, but they don't actually show us. Like with the Luke S. fight, maybe that was really the only angle, but it's interesting because on Housewives, what they'll do is say this happened and then like immediately show you the footage. That's like the Bravo approach to reality TV.
Right.
So it's The Bachelor often will leave it a mystery for the fans to argue. I wish they were giving us more receipts this season because it's frustrating for us to just speculate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know what Tyler, maybe he opened up, maybe he didn't, but we can't necessarily know because the producers haven't necessarily been generous with actual receipts in terms of the footage, especially this season, which I found a little frustrating overall this season, personally.
As the receipt counter over here,
yes. As the accountant. She's our accountant. The CPA, Certified Public Reality Accountant. I love it.
Ooh. I like it. New handle on the way.
Yes. So let's talk about Connor.
Oh, Connor.
Come on, dude.
He pulled it. I call this the Elise now, right?
No, I think it's much more a Demi.
It's much more a Demi. What's the difference? Why is this a Demi and not an Elise?
Because Elise was like, listen, I'm not getting enough attention. This is hard for me. I want to be the only one here or I can't be here. And I wore my best dress, so now or never, baby. Whereas Demi tried pulling moves to stay. There was a difference. Elise just didn't understand the show. Demi was playing the game.
Okay, fair
enough. Connor was playing the game, just poorly.
So you don't think he really was starting to feel the feelings of
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to go home. I need to do something drastic. People say that Luke said he loved her on the second date. She loved that. You know what I mean?
I totally believed Connor here.
I think what? Believed him what?
I believe that he really was starting to feel the feelings of falling in love with Hannah. Whether or not he's right, I think it's because he looks so much like a high school kid. It reminded me of someone that, like, an Ernest Jr. would say at their prom. Like, danced to the Pussycat Dolls, I just felt like I really wanted to, you know, give you my pin. It's just like, that's such,
very
like,
2000.
A stick with you is what it would be. It's just, like, so the song I was thinking of.
I feel like he thinks he's in love with her by osmosis.
Yeah.
All the other guys are really feeling it, so it was like, yeah, I'm feeling it too, and I had
that
one date with her on her bed when she was sick, and then our other date got interrupted by all the guys doing their shenanigans. I just think he hasn't had a shot for a while, and he's just been strung along.
What I appreciated, though, go ahead, Christina.
I was going to say, was that his Hail Mary then?
It was maybe his.
It's all Hail Marys.
A lot of Hail Marys tonight.
A lot of religion tonight.
What I appreciated, a lot of religion. Yeah. We'll talk about that. What I appreciated, though, is that Connor said, I don't want to take her home to my family if I feel like I don't know her better. Like, I actually felt like his intention for going in, at least the way it was pitched to the producers, was interesting, and that it was, I don't want just a group date to decide if I've never taken someone home to my family before.
Can I put that up to the panel, Ashley? Is that a big deal for you guys? Like, before I was married, I didn't care. Like, I'd bring a girl home to meet my parents.
It's a big deal for me.
And then if we broke up, I'd just be like, Mom, yeah, no. She's like, all right, cool.
My parents are like that, which is why not.
My parents, I don't know if it's different because I'm a girl, but I would bring guys over, but my parents never acknowledged them. They just thought they were all fleeting, like it was never serious at all. Like, I think I would have had to, like, bring him to church for them to know that he was serious.
All right.
Bringing him home was never an issue.
I think it is a bigger deal to me. I've only brought home one guy. And they're definitely, like, they all have, like, their judgments about it. But, this, for me, would be serious if it got to the point where, like, I was, the Bachelor was coming home to meet my family. Because then your family gets involved, and then your family has to be on TV. And then there's a lot more to it than just your family meeting them. You're exposing them to the world. So I think you better be serious about someone before you do that.
Yeah.
Unless your family is Cassie's family, and they're all models of that.
That was nuts.
They're like, oh, camera crew,
vying for this way.
Shoot me this way.
Angels
shoot me
are good
this way.
On this north side of the house.
I'm the Chloe. That's the Courtney. They were trying so hard.
I don't know. To me, it's just I don't know. I find it funny when they talk about it like this on the show. Like, wow, like. Bringing you home to meet my parents. My parents would think it was hilarious. The camera's here, like, oh, it's this girl. Oh, we'll talk, whatever. It doesn't work out. It's not like, well, shame on your family.
I think, my family's kind of the same.
My family's not that way. My family takes me ring shopping the next day.
Not anymore.
I know, not anymore.
So did they meet Lauren and was like, yep.
They fell in love pretty quick, but everyone does, right?
She's great.
That's not my wife. She's the best. Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
So
not better than my wife.
Ayo.
She's great too.
No, my wife's better.
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Christine and I are alone.
It's fine. We should bring our wives in and sit on the couch for one of these
to the 98% so female.
And I'll bring my cat in. I don't even have a pet today.
Well, no, because I have a feeling right that the four of you could gang up on Jeff and I together. It's just like, shut down.
Let us know in the comments if you want us to bring Jeff and Mike's wife on the show.
My wife's at home.
I don't
right
know
now.
If Laura will. Well, all I'm Raquel saying is, to the 98% female demographic who watches and follows our show, Renee and Christine are single, so feel free to reach out. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about...
Mike.
This one-on-one with Mike. Christine, how do you feel about this one-on-one with Mike?
Oh, Mike. Oh, poor guy. He was so excited, and he was just getting shafted from the beginning. It was not going to go anywhere.
I think this is going to sound bad, but now... I'm on the panel for the gamesmanship, right? I think this is the best thing that could have happened to him. Because I think he's got an amazing shot at being Bachelor and having his own show and part of the franchise, and he's going to do great. That guy's dope. We said a couple times we don't like some of the moves that he made earlier in the season, at least for me, I
got
think.
Two.
But overall, I think he's fantastic, and I think he's in a great shot right now.
Mike for Bachelor.
He looks great, too. He looked getting dumped, he looked fantastic. He still went out with a lot of grace, a lot of class.
Listen, I think Mike is so cute. I love his smile. I just can't get past, and just like the other guys, I'm sorry, I can't get past what he did earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Am I a grudge holder? Maybe. Because truly, that's all I think about. Because I think you can learn a lot about someone's character through their actions. And yes, maybe he's great when he's on a date with his crush, Hannah. But the way he treats other guys, or two of the other guys, to be fair, in just certain situations, in conflict, I didn't love. And the thing is, if you... And I know I judge harsh with everyone, but like, look how Peter has handled himself in every conflict situation, whereas Garrett, Mike, Luke, Pete, literally everyone, even Tyler C is a bit annoying, but he doesn't like, he's not super petty about it, so I can kind of deal with him. But all the other guys don't handle conflict well, so that's why I'm not super on board with Mike. I gotta be honest.
I think, though, compared to everyone else in the house, I'm not gonna give Mike as much of a hard time because mm-hmm. it was kind of that one-off situation.
Two off, sorry.
But also, my concern is less about how he treats the other guys in the house, more so about how he treated Hannah, which I thought he did great at.
Yeah.
I think he will make a great Bachelor, and I mean, I'd be remiss as the only black talent on this show to not acknowledge how amazing it would be for mm-hmm. ABC to have a black lead on their biggest franchise show. I think it would send such a great statement, and I'm totally here for it.
I think it'd be great, and the consensus is to bring the wives, so...
No, bring in the wives! Yes!
Opened ourselves up
after
for that
must
one.
Approve that, please.
Hey. The thing I'll say about Mike is there's been a couple times I've been hard on him this season, but it's because I've really liked him. It's because he has been like someone I've really, really liked on this show and someone I was kind of vying to be Bachelor. And like you said, however he's treated the group dynamic, he seems to treat Hannah really, really well. I thought that his exit was so gracious. And you could tell Hannah was really broken up about the breakup because she... Broken up about the breakup. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You could tell, though, because she knew what a good guy he was. She knew
she
that
did.
Even if she was making a mistake, he's a leader and he's a gentleman. And he's the kind of guy that would make a great... He got a very good edit tonight, I will say that.
He did get a perfect edit for tonight. Listen, if it weren't for those two occasions, I would have no problem with Mike. It's literally... And I just did not like the Cam thing. If he did lie, that really bugs me. Mm-hmm. I think it's just been enough episodes where we forgot about it, to be honest with you. But like... I remember everything, and that's why I've written off so many of these guys, and I wish it was just entirely a better batch this season. But out of the guys left, I will say the only three that I'd be okay with being Bachelor are actually maybe, I guess, well, obviously Peter, Tyler C, maybe, and Mike. That's it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say someone else other than Mike.
Jed? You thought I was going to say Jed?
No. Well, to your point also... We forgave a lot of Colton's crappy behavior by
the time he came
around to be Bachelor.
We did not forgive him, Christine. What happened is we hated him throughout the first few episodes, and then we started liking him. That's what happened. We did not ever at one point accept the fact he was Bachelor until he started to actually make us like the season.
Also,
that's
didn't
what
really
happened.
Like we got the Hannah chance before this season.
But he didn't get a chance from us. If we voted, we wouldn't have voted. Don't act like we were like, you know what? I do think Colton. We didn't.
No,
we were all against
him. I'm just saying, he got his fair shot no matter what.
Listen, we still would have voted against it. If Mike gets the chance to be Bachelor, obviously I'm going to watch. If I end up loving him like I did Colton, great. But, like, right now, this is how I feel.
Two things I'll say about this. One,
the way he treats Hannah is what's, I think, important here. Mm-hmm. And two, I don't want someone who's played a perfect game to be the next lead.
Someone
because,
flawed?
Yeah, because the most interesting leads we've gotten, like, even if we haven't loved this season, Hannah's been a really good lead. I felt like she played the game terribly during her season. So even though Mike's made some mistakes, that isn't necessarily a prerequisite to mean he'll be a bad bachelor. It just means he might make interesting television.
I think he's more interesting than the other two. I see him being a more interesting bachelor than Pete and Tyler. Yeah, I think, now, this is interesting. Can you separate it? Would you go with Jed if we didn't know all this other stuff? Because I think without all this other stuff, he might actually make a decent bachelor.
Yeah, I do. But to be honest with you, I don't watch The Bachelor for The Bachelor. I watch it for the contestants. Just The Bachelorette. Well, I do like a little bit more personality for The Bachelorette because I do find guy drama a bit more boring. But for The Bachelor, at the end of the day, it could be a piece of bread I'll still watch. If girls fight over the bread and have, like, a crystal moment, I'll be here for it.
Calling Ari bread, basically.
truly. I mean, Ari was one of the most
dry
boring
piece of bread
bachelors we've ever had, but it was a fantastic season because of Crystal. So if we get a Crystal, it'll be a great season no matter what.
Well, we need to move on, guys. Let's talk about this group date, which didn't actually have an activity. It was going into a fancy room and alternating conversations, which is kind of a bummer.
Really?
I want to see them, even if it's something silly, I want to see them play a weird, like, Amsterdamian sport or, like, do something.
If they could make up a Latvian tradition that you have to go naked bungee jumping, they could make up something
else.
It's interesting.
They should have gotten high or, like, gone to the red light district or seen a sex show or, like,
Let's
there's
go.
So many things in Amsterdam you
it's
can do.
It's too Christian. Sorry, guys. We can't.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I just, there could have, it's Amsterdam.
Not
there's a
Luke.
Lot to do in Amsterdam is all I'll say. So this group date, oof, not a good look for Garrett, not a good look for Luke. I was very upset with both of these guys tonight.
Disagree.
Me too.
Who did you
Luke
think?
Came out fine.
Interesting.
In Hannah's eyes, like, you got to, all the analysis has to be from her and within the game.
Fair.
He looks great. He opened up.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of, like, tears. They made out like crazy on the thing, and he just wrecked the house before Garrett went in.
Yeah.
Garrett didn't stand a chance going in after him. And then, of course, Pete, who cares? He had nothing to worry about, right? Pete probably had a rose before the day even started.
I hear you, Mike. I've sort of felt like I've been on a roller coaster with Luke. I assumed there was no coming back for me, for him, after some of the behavior he's done. But he didn't do anything terribly wrong tonight. Here's what's hard for me. If I'm in love with someone and someone asks me, how are you doing, and I'm upset, I have to answer. Like, when Laura asks me how was work, and if I had, you know, not a great day with a host or something, I'm going to tell her about it. So what's he supposed to do when Hannah says, how are you feeling? I feel great. Things are hard.
For Luke?
Yeah, what's he supposed to say?
Okay, I think exactly what you say is, honestly, I'm not having the best time in the house. I know these guys don't like me, but I don't care. Like, I'm here for you.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
Yep. Thank
Let's
you.
Go out on the street. Let's go get ice cream. Yep. Let's talk about stuff instead of dwelling. And that's where Garrett really fell apart.
Yep.
Because all these guys with Luke in the little times when they're not with Hannah, they all got to shut up. Stop talking to Luke. Stop talking about Luke. Stop talking about the drama. Just go off. Be by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't involve yourself. Say nothing. Because that's what killed Garrett. Garrett had to say something before, right?
Yeah.
To kill Garrett.
I mean, also, Hannah asked everyone to stay in their lane. So that was his opportunity
Just
to show.
Just shut
did
up. Because Luke is going to call you out. And especially if he's going first, he's going to look great, especially with the crazy intense physical attraction that Hannah has for him. She gets, you know, clouded over her eyes, and she hears what he's saying, and it sounds like the guys are picking on me, and he said that, like, right before. And Garrett is fake, and he was being fake friend. There was nothing for Garrett to gain by telling Luke, I was being fake to you. You're saying, like, yeah, dude, I mean, you're here, like, we don't get along, don't see eye to eye, but I don't have to be rude to you, right?
But he said it very petty in a way that allowed Luke to run with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't know. I kind of think, in a way, Garrett sealed his fate here. And it's interesting. A lot of people sort of liked the way Garrett played the game. They liked the petty silliness. But what I got to say is that's such a bad prerequisite for a romantic relationship. Like, if I think about, like, playing those kind of games with my wife, or, like, making fun of her or teasing her. The one comment from Garrett that really pissed me off tonight, I'll be interested to see what you think, but Luke, like, lifted his lips, and Garrett's like, oh, did you do that because you're attracted to me? And I feel like the subtext of that comment's kind of homophobic. Like, I felt like he was saying, oh, dude, are you gay? Like, and I just hate that kind of, Like, that just feels like something that I used to hear in middle school. So for Garrett to say that kind of thing just really bummed me out. I was like, I think this guy's kind of a douche. Like a, I don't know. I think both of them are.
It's a straight
you guys know
up.
I don't like Luke either, but
it's a straight up locker room jab,
yeah.
Guys. It absolutely is. Okay, of course it is. And by the way, he just winked at him. I thought that right. was the most funny thing. Like Garrett winked at him, and then they did the lips, and then Garrett went in. It's just childish.
It's well, so stupid. I hate Garrett. I still think Luke is toxic and manipulative. My feelings have not changed. I don't want to drill it in everyone's brains. But truly, I stand by everything I said about Luke. Please go home next week. Looks like he's going to. And Garrett was just such a little child tonight. Please don't go to paradise. Please don't send him to paradise, ABC.
You know who wasn't acting like a child tonight, even though he looks like one. Sorry, Renee, is Peter. Little baby face
oh,
Peter.
Oh, my God. The love of my season.
He stayed out of the drama and, like, totally got a rose and dipped out of that awkward date, like, real quick.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He did exactly what he did. And I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no.
He said nothing about it.
Nothing.
Luke came out and he was like, dude, I mean, we said, you know, don't, well, it's always, and that's it. She came out. He said nothing about it. Boom, straight with her. Boom, yeah. Got a
that's
rose.
The way
there you go.
Go.
And he knows, and he said, and I think in his ITMs, that he knows Luke is manipulative. And he just stays in his lane, lets Hannah figure it out for himself. And truly, I love Peter. And do you see? No wrong. He does no wrong. I love him. Sorry.
Yeah. He played it really well tonight. He deservedly got his way and went back to the house, and the guys were excited about it. Interestingly, Luke opened up about his testimony. It's... The one thing that's been interesting about this season, however you feel about it, is it's been very naked about the fact... It's not really the right word. It's been very it's off the cuff about the fact that Hannah's faith is really important to her. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, as someone who grew up and is like still a practicing Protestant Christian, it's been interesting for me to see these stories told on TV because they don't often necessarily get told with this much specificity. So, I don't know. Just however people feel about it, I found it to be interesting television because... It's like language is being used, vocabulary is being used that I think is pretty specific to their community. It doesn't always get shown on TV, so I don't know.
I hate him.
Wait, did he also like roundaboutly waste? I don't know what I just said. Was he trying to say that he's celibate now?
Yeah.
In his conversation, I just.
Saving himself
don't
for marriage,
think I believe.
Like a born again virgin.
Right.
Post shower, he's a born again virgin.
Right.
So he just stepped out of the water, a new man. Basically,
I think that's what he's at least claiming.
Yeah. It seems like it.
That's his objective.
It's funny that he like slid that in there to like get in her good graces, and then like, oh great, that settled nicely, and then let's just make out on top of each other and be overtly sexual.
I think he's like, probably hoping that like, she was going to be like, yes, I'm. Virgin now too until I get married.
But she
no
right
and
not according to
wrong with that
some
all.
Windmills
some windmill talk. All right, that's anything else
the
with
new
the episode?
Windmill challenge on YouTube.
Well, Garrett said I love you.
Oh, Garrett said I love you.
Home.
Then he got the boot.
Yeah.
Did
Garrett.
You guys believe him?
No.
Do you think Garrett loved her?
No. I believe nothing.
Yeah.
I believe nothing.
Nothing.
Except anything Peter says.
Everything Peter says and breathes.
Speaking of untrustworthy people, let's get into our news for this week.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, kind of quiet this week on the Bachelor news front, except for the fact that another woman has come forward saying that she hooked up with Jed before he went on the show. This was allegedly 17 days prior to being on the show, which means that he also cheated on Haley Stevens, the girl who's come forward saying that she was in a relationship with him before the show.
No, I thought it was right before their vacation.
Vacation.
I think it was 17 days before
the vacation.
Their vacation, or right before their vacation, something like that.
It's bad
either
news.
Way, it was in the timeline, which isn't faring well for Jed. Again, he is not able to do interviews yet, so we haven't had his side of the story. But as always, we'll continue to follow this as it develops. Also noteworthy that the woman who came forward said that, you know, she didn't really know anything about the fact that he was going on the show or had a girlfriend. Kind of came forward after the fact, after Haley put her story out. Not sure how much I believe that part, but I don't know. What do you guys think in the chat? Let us know how you feel about this news.
I, like Renee said, I just hope they bring on the exes for AFR, or at least address it.
They have to address it.
They have
so
to.
Great.
They're going to address it, but they're not going to bring them on because that's the Bravo route, and that's the like more... Almost like Jerry Springer, like bring them out, let's see what happens. I don't know that ABC would do that.
Unless they get to go on The Bachelor next season.
Mm.
Well, let us know in the comments and the chat what you guys think of Jed. A lot of these guys are just, they're losing points. And unfortunately, the guys that were gaining points for me this season, like Mike, are, as at least for right now, out of the race. But I have a strong feeling we'll at least be seeing Mike in the future. We're going to quickly get into our Tweeting for the Right Reason segment, guys. Renee, let's start on your end.
Okay.
Oh,
That's mine. Okay. I can't. Yes. So, it is this tweet that says, me to Hannah. And it's, oh God.
Gordon Ramsay
saying, what are you? And the girl goes, an idiot sandwich. Because, listen, you guys.
Garrett on one side, Luke on the other. Yeah. That's from Batch Bracket.
Yes.
Oh, we're gonna pull up Gordon the next Ramsay so much.
Tweet. All right, we'll pull up the next tweet, and whoever's it is. Ooh, it's a video.
This is my tweet. The tweet goes, live footage of Luke P. and Garrett fighting tonight on The Bachelorette. And it's a video that went viral earlier this year of two guys putting up the middle finger to each other in New York, having a very silent fight that's petty and ridiculous.
Oh, that is in Soho.
It's in Soho.
It reminded me of Bridesmaids when Kristen Wiig and that little girl get in a fight at the counter, and they're like, well, you're stupid. Well, your face is stupid. Yeah. That's exactly what it reminded me of.
And then finally...
this one's mine. This comes from M. Folk at M. Folk. Hannah and Luke on a date, hashtag The Bachelorette. And then it's a comic of a man on one knee holding a bouquet of red objects... and they're red flags. And caption is, a dozen red flags. I love them. Pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah. Ooh, and we are also, and you had a tweet as well.
I did not.
That's
tonight.
Okay.
No,
because
sorry.
We're going to read 3 of our 5-star reviews from iTunes. Guys, it helps so much when you guys give us those 5 stars on iTunes. We're going to read some on air right now.
Yes.
Christine, take it away.
We have one from AlleyCat080801, cool username. The Luke P. drama has caused me to not want to watch. I skipped through the parts containing him, and then I come here to listen to the awesome recap.
Woo!
Thank you. With all the different points of view on the panel, I know what America is thinking versus just how I see things. Mm. Can't wait for next week to listen again. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
That's very nice.
That's
We've
awesome.
Got another one from Jen T43086. She says, love you guys. This is more entertaining than watching the actual show. I listened to the recap of season 15, episode 6, at least 3 times because I couldn't believe how ridiculous that non-episode was. But you made it so worth it. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
You're hilarious, and all of your theories on Luke P crack me up. Thank you so much. And we've got one more. Nikki, she got around to finally giving them those 5 stars. I've been watching on YouTube for years. She says, thank you so much for watching.
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you.
Super nice, everybody. Thanks so much.
Sorry, really quick. I want to shout out a girl who DM'd me on Instagram. I cannot find your review for some reason, but Seham Majan, thank you so much for reaching out and listening to our show all the way from Australia.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay, great. That's the show, guys. Let's get out of here. Thank you so much for being here, guys. My name is Jeff Graham. If you want to see more of me, you can catch me on Wednesdays. I host a weekly show where I review a new pilot every week. I don't know what we're covering this week, but I do know, unrelated, Stranger Things drops on Thursday, and I'm so excited about it. We will have coverage for that as well, so check that out.
Yes, and you guys can keep up with me on Twitter at Christine Mean and on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. Catch me here on the show, and I'll be back on the Queer Eye After Show when it premieres at the end of this month.
Guys, I'm Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. I got 2 things for you. If you like the relationship reality shows, I do Married at First Sight here on AfterBuzz TV on Wednesdays at 9. And I recently found out that the measles vaccine can expire because all of a sudden I'm not immune anymore. So I got revaccinated today. So you might want to check it out.
Wow, that's great.
Scary.
Renee's like, wow, move away.
What a note to leave it on.
It's important.
Hey, guys. So I'm Renee Ariel. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter, at Renee Ariel. If you want to catch me reporting pop culture news 5 days a week, catch me on Shared News.
And we have to address it because we're being asked before we go. Yes, we did still see the thing about Hannah beeping in a windmill.
Love it.
And we'll definitely talk about it next week because...
when she beeps in the windmill.
When she beeps in the windmill.
Call her Don Quixote.
We'll see you guys next week.
Do you have the measles?
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.